Well, it's kind of unbelievable, but so far we can't get confidence that the Republicans will support the extension of a federal unemployment insurance program. We have a higher unemployment rate now by far than we did during the time of President Bush when this unemployment insurance program was first authorized. At that time, when we adopted this program, the unemployment rate was 5.6%, and right now it's in Michigan, for instance, it's a little bit over about 8.8%. So it's wrong. The Republicans are just on the wrong side of this issue, and it's something which we're determined to continue to fight for. We got a chance in the Senate if we can find either the votes to extend it, or we can find a way to offset the cost of it with some kind of other revenue, which is acceptable.
I guess my question here is when we look at this is insurance. This is to help people that, as far as I'm concerned, are out there still trying to find work and trying to get their life in order, even though they don't have work right now. But we're finding that the opposition to this says that it sounds like what they're basically saying is people don't need this, they're using this, they're mooching on this, or it's too expensive, we don't need to carry it. However, doesn't it seem like having unemployment insurance for people to allow them to exist, to find work, ultimately would still be a good tool to help in getting people back to work?
Well, of course. And you don't want people giving up either.
Right.
And you want people looking for work. We've got people looking, many, many, many more people looking for work than there is for each available job. We just have to understand that people who are unemployed, most of them are unemployed through no fault of their own. We have a lot now of older Americans than has been traditionally the case, who have been unemployed because of some of the new technologies. To me, it is wrong economically, it's wrong morally for us to take the position which the Republicans have so far insisted upon, which is that somehow or other this program is a program for people who aren't really working for work, and that's just not looking for work. That just isn't true.
It seems to me that what we hear about, and I know that both sides of the aisle are talking about job creation and jobs, and we hear about that a lot, but in particular, that is really a strong Republican mantra, is job creation. Why are they against this?
Can't understand why they're against it. This program was put in place under when President Bush was there, when the recession was at a lot lower level than it is now. Now, we're coming out of a recession, but we're a long way from having come out of this recession. Again, Michigan's got an unemployment rate of 8.8%, and this program was put in place under a Republican president when the national unemployment rate was 5.6%. And we also know the following, and that is, according to a Republican economist, a very famous one named Mark Zandi, every dollar that you spend on extending unemployment benefits generates $1.60 in economic growth. So the Republicans say that they're for economic growth, but as a matter of fact, this program actually promotes economic growth because people who get these benefits obviously spend all of it immediately because of the needs they have for food and keeping a roof over their heads.
So we're speaking with U.S. Senator Carl Levin here this morning about the debate over extending unemployment insurance in Washington. And Senator, what now? I mean, what is the process? I know you're involved in trying to get this moving forward, but what happens next here in the process?
Well, we're going to have another vote in the Senate. We took one vote so far to overcome a Republican filibuster. We picked up five or six Republicans, and that was enough to then get us to the point where we could at least debate the bill. That's where we're at now. And then there will be another vote, perhaps today, on ending the debate and actually voting to approve this extension. And I just hope that we have five or six Republicans who will stay with the 55 Democratic votes.
It's
so we can get to the 60 that we need, as you know, Walt.